to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Another week, another podcast. Thanks for joining us, of course. This week's episode sponsored by Tumbletown, that lovely stay and play centre in Norris Green. I'm sure you've been looking at all the pictures. You've probably been down and tried it out. If you love soft play with your little one, pop down to Tumbletown. It's well worth a visit. This week, we want to put to bed something that really gets on my nerves. Do you know when you hear people say, women drivers? Doesn't it just crack you up? So I've been on a bit of a mission to find the best driver in the city who only turns out to be the best driver in the country, and she's a lady of Liverpool. This lady actually teaches the police force how to drive. She's sensational. She's got great wit and sense of humour too. So sit back, enjoy this week's podcast, have a laugh with Cathy Higgins.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Right then, to prove my theory that women drivers are technically the best, I've got one of the best drivers across the country, who of course is a lady of Liverpool, with me right now. It's Cathy Higgins. Cathy, do us all a favour and just quickly tell us why you're so qualified to be part of this podcast today.
Well, I've lived in Liverpool all my life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I am a lady and I'm a driver as well. And I've just had a passion for driving since really I learned to drive. Yeah. I didn't learn to drive at 17. I think I was 22, 23 when I passed my test. But I just got a liking for it, done some advanced driving back in the 90s and just got the bug really. And now I've just amassed a lot of qualifications and doing lots of other stuff with surrounding driving, really.
Well, that's right. You've got all the qualifications. You're a secretary of the Institute of Master Tutors of Driving, which is a bit of a mouthful. You've won all kinds of awards. You must have a full cabinet full of awards. Tell us some of your favourite ones or the ones that make you most proud to receive.
Yeah, there's a few, really. There's the EVA Awards, which is the Enterprise Vision Awards, which I won for coaching and training, and that was all ladies. So that was nice. And there's an association called the ADI NJC, which is the Approved Driving Instructors National Joint Council. And they gave me a surprise award for contribution to the industry, really. So that was really nice.
That's unreal, isn't
it? Yeah,
yeah. So you must be good.
Well, I do my best.
You must be pretty good. So first of all, before we go any further, before we talk about all the things you do and the skills that you've got, this whole business of lady drivers and how, you know, we're not great at driving and men are better at driving than us. Can you, in your own words, maybe put that to bed for us all?
I think so, yeah, because I mean driving is a very personal thing, and what people base their driving on is what they notice other drivers get up to.
Yeah.
So for example, everybody will notice other people's bad driving, but then if they make a mistake, they'll make an excuse for that mistake.
Right.
And there's been plenty of times when I've been in cars and there's been a car doing something daft, and the person, aka male driver, will say something like, oh, look what she's just done.
Oh.
And then as we pass the car, I'll go, there's a fella, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll go, oh, well, I suppose it was a tricky manoeuvre, that wasn't it, really?
Oh, so if it's a woman, she's just daft.
Yeah, it's just daft. If it's a man, then obviously it was a bit tricky.
That's so true. And when you look at it, you know, we could sit here as women and go, you know, well, the men I know sitting behind a wheel, they're the most aggressive drivers.
Yeah.
Or the most likely to be thrill-seeking behind the wheel, going faster or overtaking. And that's not necessarily all men, just like, you know, all women are brilliant, aren't
they? Exactly,
drivers are drivers.
Yeah.
So let's try and keep that clear throughout this podcast. Yeah. But, you know, there are jokes, of course, for women drivers all over the place. So when I said to someone I was doing a podcast with you today, I got a message back from one of my mates going in, oh, well, you've heard about the girl who was on a driving test, and she said to the female driving instructor, are my indicators on? And she went, hang on, I'll tell you, they're on, they're off, they're on, they're off, they're on, they're off. And you're like, oh, there's tons of them doing the rounds. So to have you here proving that one of the best drivers we've got in our country, not our city, in our country, actually comes from Liverpool. Where are you from?
Originally from Tewbrook.
Okay.
And then I moved to Garston, and now I live sort of on the cusp of Heighton, really, now. So
you've moved about a bit.
Just a bit, yeah.
Have you settled now in your driving school? You've got your own
Yes, I've got my own driving school. We've got 18 instructors, and nine of them are women. So we've got quite a strong female instructor. And to be fair, female driving instructors always fare better in the industry than the men.
There's a good factor.
Because for some unknown reason, people want to be taught by a woman rather than a man. And that's for some boys as well. It's not just girls wanting to be taught by girls. Some boys want to be taught by girls as
is
well.
Is this driving school that you've got, is this what led to the award for Merseyside Women Making a Difference? Is that for the school or is that for something else?
It was for the school. It was really for instructor training, because I don't really get to teach learners much now, although I have taken one on who's a friend's daughter. Mm. I train the driving instructors, and that was in relation for that. And it was Sherry Blair that actually presented one, so that was nice, yeah.
It's brilliant. So. This is exactly what I want to hear. And it's not just normal people like me and learn to drive with you. Who have you taught to drive, which I think is dead impressive, who now goes on and teaches other people?
Well, I've got one of our driving instructors, Kerry. When I was first a driving instructor, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I taught her to drive when she was 17. And now I've actually taught her to become a driving instructor, and she's passed those tests as well. And she's actually working on our team at Insight to Drive now.
So you're the place to come if not only you want to learn how to drive, but any young ones who are thinking, I'd like to actually be an instructor, they could come to you,
definitely,
they could do the driving test, and then they could carry on and make a career out of it, hopefully.
Yeah.
Work for you.
Yeah. Well, with me, I never say any of our guys work for me.
Yeah.
We're very much a team, and you know, they work with me rather than for me, so.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Well, some of the best drivers you think in the city are going to be our police force.
Yeah.
And I think you should sit up nice and straight and be proud and say, you actually taught the police officer, who would he
be?
Yeah,
it was basically to train people for money or money's worth, you've got to be an approved driving instructor. So one of the police trainers had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he came to me and I helped him just a bit, because he was pretty much a good driver anyway, but had to actually dumb down some of the driving, to be fair, and trained him to become a driving instructor. Now he's still in his day job teaching the future police officers or the future road police officers to do their job.
That's such a massive achievement. Yeah. I think you taught the guy who teaches the police how to drive.
And it's nice because we've stayed friends. So it's nice to, you know, change. Sometimes, you know, you change people's lives, maybe not him so much, but some people come through and they absolutely love the job. Mm-hmm. And it's great to be able to help people excel in something they really love doing.
Yeah, it's like a school teacher. We all remember our favourite school teacher, don't we, going back? And Mrs Morgan, hello to you. And we all remember our driving instructor.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I did mine, my nan used to cut out these vouchers out the Echo or one of the papers or something.
Yeah.
And you gave them into the school that you wanted to take your driving lessons with. And you either got discounts or a few free lessons or something like that. I can't remember the name of them. But if I was in Liverpool One, I could pick him out of the crowd.
Right.
And we had a laugh.
Yeah.
And I think when I was driving along as a 17-year-old, I told him most of the things that were going in my life, like some of my secrets and things that you just offload like you would your hairdresser. There's certain people in your life that you offload to. Do you find that when you're teaching people to drive?
Yeah, it does. I mean, at first you start to build up a bit of rapport, etc. But then, they do tell you lots and lots of stuff that sometimes you wish you didn't know, to be fair. But it's really hard to not get involved sometimes as well, because sometimes you hear some stuff, some harrowing stuff really that you really don't want to hear. So you've just got to kind of be slightly removed, but be there for them if they need you.
Yeah. Well, if you take a moment, I recently found an article online, and it was things not to say to your driving instructor. And one of them was don't text them by mistake. Apparently this is really popular. Driving instructors, either the people who they're teaching get really comfy with them and they're texting them things that they really shouldn't be texting them, or they text them things by mistakes because they're that busy talking to them all the time. They're almost on the regular texts, you know. They're up there with the people they text the most. Have you had experience with that where, I don't know, you've maybe had out of hours calls?
I had a strange text message from a pupil once, and I sort of read it and I thought, and it said something like, I'm sitting here on the bed with donuts waiting for you, and I thought, that can't be for me. And then it was about 30 seconds later, the text came through, Cathy, that wasn't for you, that wasn't for you, that was meant for my boyfriend, it wasn't for you. Is that okay? So, yeah, that has happened, but you have to be really careful not to cross the line.
You do.
Especially if you're a male instructor with a female pupil. It's so hard to, you've got to really keep it a very professional relationship because at the end of the day, you're in the car with somebody on your own.
Yeah.
And there's no witnesses. And, you know, if somebody said something, then you've got to prove your innocence.
That's right,
So you need to be whiter than white.
Yeah, exactly,
With your pupils,
That's a good tip for anyone who's listening now who is maybe a driving instructor themselves. Yeah. Listen along, cheering you on.
Yeah.
Or your fellow driving instructors. What's the longest time you've spent teaching one person? It's not easy for everyone to learn how to drive.
There was a girl that took a long time, and I always call her my nemesis. I won't obviously mention her name, just in case she is listening in. Lovely girl and everything, but she just used to make her own rules up on the road.
She sounds like me in life.
Well, we were just travelling along a dual carriageway in Garston, and I asked her to turn right, and she's in the left lane. So I said, we're turning right. And she said, yeah, I know. I said, okay. So I thought, I'll see what happens because there was no other cars around.
Yeah.
She turns right from the left-hand lane.
Oh.
So it pulls her over. Said,
just swings the car right
over. Yeah, swings right over. I said, when have I ever told you to turn? She goes, no, you haven't. So I said, well, why'd you do it? She goes, it's much easier from the left-hand lane, isn't it? I'm going, no, can't make your own rules.
So I imagine she spent a few quid on lessons.
Well, yeah, I mean, she, in the end, when she eventually did pass.
And how long was that in total?
I can't remember. It must have been a year or so. It must have carried on because I tried to get her to go with another instructor. So I made her do an assessment lesson with another instructor and they said, oh, you know, if you like them better, you stay with them. And she said, no, I want to come back to you. But eventually we got her through and then her dad refused to buy her a car.
Oh, no. Yeah. So she was on the bus anyway?
Yeah.
All that?
But a sister, a Torsa sister as well, a sister was just sailed through, just everything, boom, 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 sailed through. She was just one of these people. I mean, I had to take her home once on a lesson because she's squinting. And I said, what are you squinting for? She went, I haven't got my contact lenses in. I said, why, pull over. I said, you can't drive. She goes, why? I said, it's illegal. She goes, well, no one can tell us. I can tell. So I've got to take you home. Yeah.
So is anyone unteachable? Have you ever had to, you say you almost passed her over to someone else? Are people unteachable because I've got an auntie and she's never taken lessons because she knows, she says some people are drivers and some people aren't and she knows she's not a driver.
Yeah, I don't think they're unteachable. I mean, I taught or helped teach my father-in-law when he was 62, I think he was, when he learned to drive.
Yeah.
So that was when I was training to be a driving instructor, I helped him. But I've only ever come across one lady and she had a full licence, but her husband had died and she was in her 80s and she'd never driven because he'd done all the driving as they did in them days. And every lesson I had to remind her what pedal was what. So in the end, I just said, you're going to be wasting your money. You'd be better just getting taxis, you know, because, I didn't want to just keep taking the money off her.
Yeah. She might have wanted a little bit of companionship. She wanted a bit of company.
Maybe.
And their way was paying for driving lessons.
Sometimes that does happen and people just want to carry on taking lessons for the chat.
Yeah. But you do, you get cozy with your driving skills. You really do.
Yeah. Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Right, for all those ladies listening and gentlemen, hello to you, who are maybe struggling to drive and they've given up on the lessons. Have you got any foolproof tips that you can dish out just for anyone who's lacking in confidence at the moment or in that motivation to get back behind a wheel?
Yeah, get the right driving instructor. It's as simple as that. And I say this for our team as well. We have a promise to any of our pupils. If they don't like the instructor they're with for whatever reason, we'll swap them to another one, pending availability, of course.
Yeah.
But it's just some people do not gel. It's not anybody's fault, but if you're not gelling with your instructor or your instructor's not teaching you in the way you like to be taught or the way that you learn, you're best changing. So if you get the right instructor and you get that rapport going, then just keep at it.
If only you could do that in school.
Yeah.
Because you know, there are teachers, aren't there, that you just don't want to be in the same room as.
Yeah.
And they just don't get you.
Yeah.
And there are certain ways people need to be taught.
Exactly.
We know this.
Yeah.
People have different learning styles.
Yeah.
So it is down to that responsibility of that teacher in part, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if you don't bond with the driving instructor you've got. And do you know how you say it? How many people do you know who struggled and then moved driving schools?
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to do that. Just change your tutor.
Just change your tutor, yeah. And if you have got an issue with your instructor, always, if they're part of a school, always tell the school as well, because it might be a training issue.
Yeah.
That we could step in and help that instructor, but if we don't know about it, we'll never be able to do anything about it.
That's right. And you don't want to lose your money. My mate, she was never into driving. She's passed now, but she started taking driving lessons probably 15 years ago, and she passed probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
She wasn't learning all that time.
People
she
do,
wasn't going on weekly lessons.
Do that.
But it got to the point where we'd be sat in her house and there'd be a knock on the door and it'd be the driving instructor, and she'd be like, oh, here's your money. I don't want to get in the car. But thank you very much. And she shut the door. Do you get things like that, one of the most annoying things from a driving instructor's side?
I think that's got to be the most annoying, is when it's when people just cancel short notice, or they book a lesson and you'll turn up and they're just not there, or and they don't realise actually if they book a lesson and the instructor turns up, it's the instructor personally that will lose out on that money.
Yeah.
So if they don't get that money, and it's too late to go anywhere else and make the money up. So it's a bit like somebody coming along and giving you a little pay cut every now and again. And, you know, it's if you book a lesson, then honour that lesson, or ring the driving instructor and cancel it within good time, because that way they can get another learner into that slot then on the diary, and they don't lose out financially.
Yeah. I can almost hear all the beauty therapists, the nail technicians, the hairdressers, all screaming at whatever device they're listening to Ladies Liverpool on right now, going, that happens to me. You know, the same thing happens. They book appointments, don't turn up, and fair enough, things happen, and sometimes, you know, you have to reschedule, but let people know, because that must be massively annoying.
It is, especially when you've gone somewhere and you've actually made the journey and you're sitting outside the house and they're just not in. You think, why didn't you just, you know, have the decency to tell us that we're not going to be there? That's the biggest bugbear, I think, in not just our industry, as you say, but a lot of industries where people make appointments and don't turn up.
Yeah, don't book the best driving instructor in the country and not be there when she turns up. So talk me through what's going on in your life right now, Kathy, because you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, I've got a book coming out. I'm just on the last little bit. It's taken a long time to get it written. I've got a lovely publisher that's helping me, a lady called Joy, and she's helping me, and she runs a company called Honest Cat.
Is that around here? Is that a Liverpool company?
It's Widnes, so we'll count them in. Yeah,
another local girl. You can be in our gang. What's her name again?
Joy from Honest Cat.
Brilliant.
And she's helping me publish it, and we're just on the last little bit now. So it's I'm hoping it's going to be an interesting read. It's obviously about learning to drive, and there's going to be a section on fact or fiction, for some of the things people think are true or aren't.
Oh, talk us through some of the fact and fiction.
Dual carriageways have to have two lanes. There's one that we get a lot of, and they don't. They just have to have a central reservation.
Right.
So dual carriageways can be one lane each way, or you can have two lanes each way with a bit of paint in the middle. That's still a single carriageway.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one of them.
Okay, well, you've just educated me there.
Yeah.
Not hard.
And there's a section on what driving instructors don't want you to know. There's a whole section on that. So I'm probably going to get a bit of bad press when some of that gets
published. I love this. Tell me more about this, if you don't mind.
Just little things that over the years I've been an instructor, we sometimes get pupils from other driving instructors. Now, a lot of it won't be 100% true, to be fair to the other driving instructors, but some of it I've seen with my own eyes. I've seen it, I've witnessed it. Mm-hmm. For example, one driving instructor used to read the newspaper while the learner was driving. And I've seen this with my own eyes, couldn't believe it. And the excuse is, oh, you're so good at driving now, I can read the paper and leave you to it. Well, then what's the pupil paying for then?
Exactly,
that's what's happening. And I thought it was a myth myself until I was in a car higher up than the school car, looked down, and there they were, paper open on the knee, poor pupils going through quite a busy junction and quite a busy roundabout, which was by Mersey Retail Park.
Right, yeah.
Big, busy roundabout, if anyone knows it.
I've been driving since I was 17, and that freaks me out.
Yeah, and I was a poor girl that was driving, her knuckles were like white, you know, and they are reading the newspaper.
Well, so speaking of that, I was looking a little bit earlier on online. I wanted to test you to see if you could pick out the true or the false reasons why people have been stopped. They've been driving along. The police have pulled them over for a certain reason. Can you guess which ones are true or false?
I'll do my best.
First one, reading a book. You've just said it. It does happen.
Yeah.
So we know that's true. Putting the makeup on.
Yeah, definitely true. Yeah.
Have you seen this yourself?
Yeah.
I've seen it in the paper. I remember a lady getting pulled over.
Yeah.
She was waiting at the traffic light or something and she was doing a full eyeshadow, eyebrows, full makeup, and then took off and was filmed actually driving, doing the actual...
It's a skill in itself, really, isn't it? Putting mascara on and driving.
I know, I know. What about this then? Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts?
Do you think it's possible for someone to be driving along doing arts and crafts and then being pulled over?
Gosh, I've never heard that before myself, but it wouldn't surprise me.
It's true. Doing paper mache in the car while they were driving. They've been pulled over. They lost the license for other reasons as well. Playing a piano.
How big's the piano?
Well, according to reporters, piano was on the person's knee.
Yeah.
And he was driving along, learning a tune that he'd been practicing for a long time, that he was taking an exam in.
Wow.
But he decided to do it whilst he was driving down a little road with other cars. Changing a baby's nappy.
I could imagine that could be true, again.
Yeah. And very recently, someone pulled over in the UK for putting both feet up on the dashboard with the high heels on and driving along.
Right, yeah.
It does happen.
I can imagine that, yeah.
So if you learn nothing else from this podcast, don't do any of those things.
No.
And you should be all right, let loose on the roads.
Well, I heard of a lady that was stopped and she was she had heated rollers in and she was tonguing her hair as she was driving along. Got stopped for that.
So no matter how bad a driver you are, if you haven't done those things.
Oh, and then of course there's men, isn't there, shaving?
They've been caught shaving,
seen that, definitely, yeah.
Just going about the business, because, you know, you can get that cocky, you're that great at driving, that you just, you know, think you can do it all, multitask behind the wheel. We don't advise it, don't do it. No. It's not big and it's not clever.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Well, we're doing a pretty good job, I think, of shaking this whole women are bad drivers stigma that's attached to us all. Do you get much of that being a woman driver who's bloody good at what she does?
Yeah, I still get it. Yeah, I mean, I've passed every advanced driving test there is to pass, so I must be doing something right. And even when I'm delivering a police diversionary course, like a speed awareness course, because I deliver those occasionally.
Oh, so anyone who's going to one of those can look out for you.
Me?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that if someone comes up to you and is like, hi, Kathy, listen to your podcast.
And I'm standing at the front with a co-trainer, so obviously we must know what we're talking about. If we're delivering the courses, you still get people going, oh, women drivers.
So they won't take you seriously because...
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, it was quite funny because this older chap and he said, I'm going to say it. You can tell someone's got something to say because they're bubbling. And he said, I'm going to say, why are women drivers so bad?
To you?
To me,
in front of a room full of people.
Yeah.
What an arsehole.
So I just said, well, which women in particular are we talking about? And he said, all women. All. I said, all. I said, so you've witnessed all women driving, you sat next to them? Yeah. You know, and I really sort of tied him up in knots, really. Mm. I said, well, I can only speak for myself and Jill, because there was another female trainer. I said, I can only speak for myself and Jill. I said, we have to be retested every 3 years to advanced level. We've passed every advanced driving test there is, so I'm not really sure where we're going with this.
Yeah.
And he shut up in the end, but he still got it. And
with the group of people around him, did you notice that they were like eye rolling at him?
Oh yeah. Even some of the men were thinking, "Here we go."
It's such a shame, isn't it? But hopefully, we can put that to bed then with this podcast today.
So, yeah,
you're doing an amazing thing. You've got awards to show off all your achievements, and you've got a book coming out. So when do you think we're going to be able to get our hands on this book?
Hopefully, I'm guessing this year at some point.
Yeah.
It's just really, it's down to me reading the stuff that Joy's sending me to do a final edit, and then we'll get it on the shelves. So
brilliant. Well, we'll look forward to that, and I'll definitely be tagging links all over the place, tagging into links, promoting it. Hopefully we'll get that up and running as quick as possible. Thank you for joining us. And one more time, give us your details to your school.
Yeah, great team of driving instructors covering all of Merseyside, and it's insight2drive.co.uk. Just give us a call or click the link.
Will do. Thank you very much, Kathy. And of course, it was your sister who put you in touch
with me. It was, Joan, yeah.
So, thanks. Joan, thanks very much for getting in touch via the website. If you know someone who you think should be on Ladies of Liverpool, they've got a story to tell, do us a favour. Just send us a message. Let me know who they are. I'll get them on sometime soon. Look forward to interviewing you all. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.